This is the Solution Building Podcast with Mark Eastman. Thank you for listening. Today's solution, what in the world is contractor etiquette?
If you're in the construction business, I'll bet you've asked yourself, how can running a business be this hard? There's never enough time to get everything done. I'm barely making minimum wage. I could work less and make more if I were flipping burgers. It sucks that nobody told you the business side of construction would be like this. I'm Mark Eastman, and as a professional builder and general contractor for over 40 years, I've felt that pain. That's why, as the owner of Timber Creek Construction, I developed systems to make the business side of construction easier. Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast, where we'll discuss construction problems and solutions. Now, here's my friend, Nick Natarella, with this week's solution.
What in the world is contractor etiquette, and what does etiquette even mean? It means treating others the way you want to be treated. I had a conversation with a friend once about an experience they had with a plumber. While they were standing in the kitchen talking about the project, the plumber spit tobacco juice in the kitchen sink. Not once, mind you, but 3 to 4 times. At least he had the courtesy to turn the water on and rinse out the sink. I wonder if his wife lets him spit tobacco juice in the sink at home. While I was talking with this friend, I thought out loud, what has happened to contractor etiquette? The more I've thought about it, the more examples of this kind of bad contractor behavior have come to mind. Contractors may be reverting to barbarians. The word etiquette often brings to mind high society, pinky out, knowing which fork to use thoughts. Things the common man knows little about and may try to avoid. However, etiquette is much more than a snooty, better-than-others attitude. One definition of etiquette is the code of ethical behavior regarding professional practice or action among the members of a profession in their dealings with each other and customers. So what exactly is etiquette in real-life, everyday terms? In an article by Robin Bickerstaff, quote, etiquette includes having a strong moral code of conduct. The basics include allowing personal space, following the golden rule, treat others as you wish to be treated, obeying the Ten Commandments, and respect for elders. End quote. This sounds simple enough. We are aware of the golden rule, the principle of do to others what you would want them to do to you, taught by Jesus. Most of us were taught this simple principle as kids. What happened? I think much of the problem is self-centered, socially disconnected, lack of human respect. Either we have never had or have forgotten any code of moral conduct. We tend to put our own wants ahead of others. Once during a children's message at church, I was reminded of the golden rule for living. These are things that I was taught as a kid. When thinking through the list, I realized that these rules need to be implemented by construction companies. If so, there would be less spitting of tobacco juice in customers' sinks. Golden rules for living. 1. If you open it, close it. 2. If you turn it on, turn it off. 3. If you unlock it, lock it up. 4. If you break it, admit it. 5. If you can't fix it, call in someone who can. 6. If you borrow it, return it. 7. If you value it, take care of it. 8. If you make a mess, clean it up. 9. If you move it, put it back. 10. If it belongs to someone else and you want to use it, get permission. 11. If you don't know how to operate it, leave it alone. 12. If it's none of your business, stay out of it. 13. If it will brighten someone's day, say it. 14. If it will tarnish someone's reputation, keep it to yourself. Not everybody's moral code is going to be identical. We are all different, which means our ethical behaviors will be different. The problem is, most professionals, especially in the building industry, learned their trade, but not how to operate a business. Operating a construction business includes proper contractor etiquette.
Thanks for listening to the Solution Building Podcast. If you'd like more information on business systems and coaching that can help you be more successful, check out the blog archives at solutionbuilding.net. While you're there, download a free copy of the 7 bid mistakes that cost contractors a fortune and how to avoid them. It'll show you how to save time, be more profitable, and have satisfied customers. At Solution Building, we find solutions and build dreams through coaching, consulting, and constructing. This is Mark Eastman, and thanks for taking the time to listen to me thinking out loud.